我在北京，
我在西安，
我在昆明，
我在长沙，
我在广东，
我在香港，
我在柏林，
我在西雅图，
我在多伦多。
我们生活在不同的城市，
我们来自不同的地方，
我们从事不一样的工作，
我们在不同的国家求学，
我们隔着太平洋，
我们横跨不同的时区。
或许我们离你很近，
或许我们离你很远，
但我们在这里为你读英语美文，
为你读英语美文，
英语美文，
为你读英语美文，
为你读英语美文。
亲爱的听众朋友们，你们好，我是你们的主播乔静，我在美丽的海滨城市连云港向你们问好，欢迎收听为你读英语美文。你可以在微信订阅号、新浪微博、百度贴吧和苹果播客搜索为你读英语美文，收听节目，查看原文。在众多文章中看到一篇感人至深的美文，隐约有种似曾相识的感觉，读完故事，依稀模糊的记忆逐渐变得清晰起来，想起读大一时我为全班同学做的第一篇课前演讲，就是这个故事。时隔多年重温美文，内心的感动却分毫不减。故事中的小男孩天生没有耳朵，母亲为了使儿子生活的幸福，便毅然将自己的耳朵移植给了儿子。从此她留起了长发遮住脸颊，并与丈夫一同保守这个秘密，直至自己离世。下面我想与大家一同分享这则小故事，希望你会喜欢。
A gift of love.
Can I see my baby? The happy new mother asked. When the bundle was nestled in her arms, and she moved a fold of cloth to look upon his tiny face, she gasped. The doctor turned quickly and looked out the tall hospital window. The baby had been born without ears.Time proved that the baby's hearing was perfect. It was only his appearance that was marred. When he rushed home from school one day and flung himself into his mother's arms, she sighed, knowing that his life was to be a succession of heartbreaks. He blurted out the tragedy.
A boy! A big boy!Called me a freak.
He grew up, handsome for his misfortune, a favorite with his fellow students. He might have been class president, but for that. He developed a gift, a talent for literature and music. But you might mingle with other young people. His mother reproved him, but felt a kindness in her heart.The boy's father had a session with a family physician. Could nothing be done?
I believe I could graft on a pair of outer ears, if they could be procured, the doctor decided.
So the search began for a person who would make such a sacrifice for a young man. 2 years went by. Then, "You are going to the hospital, son. Mother and I have someone who will donate the ears you need, but it's a secret," said the father. The operation was a brilliant success, and a new person emerged. His talents blossomed into genius, and school and college became a series of triumphs. Later, he married and entered the diplomatic service. "But I must know," he urged his father. "Who gives so much for me? I could never do enough for him."
"I do not believe you could," said the father. "But the agreement was that you are not to know, not yet."
The years kept their profound secret, but the day did come. One of the darkest days that ever passed through a son. He stood with his father over his mother's casket. Slowly, tenderly, the father stretched forth a hand and raised the thick, reddish-brown hair to reveal that the mother had no outer ears.
"Mother said she was glad she never let her hair be cut," he whispered gently. "And nobody ever thought mother less beautiful, did they?"
Real beauty lies not in the physical appearance, but in the heart. Real love lies not in what is done and known, but in what is done but not known.
真正的美不在于外表，而在于内心。真正的爱不在于人人都知道的给予，而在于不为人知的付出。在这世上，父母为儿女的奉献永远是无私的，不计任何回报的。他们像两棵大树一般守护着儿女的成长。无论何时何地，有父母的地方才是真正的家。有人说，得到爱的人身上会发出一种光芒，就像在阳光下长大的树一样，充满自信和力量。其实大多数人都很幸运，由于沐浴在亲情和关爱中，周身上下都散发着光彩，只是很多时候我们自己不曾注意过。在匆忙奔波的生活中，但愿我们能停下匆匆赶路的脚步，享受片刻的驻足，用心去发现和感受生活中的美好，从平凡的亲情中找到最真挚和朴实的感动。亲爱的听众朋友们，今天的节目到这里就要和你说再见了。我是乔静，期待我们的下次再会。